This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Believe it or not, there is one question that I have been asked more often than any other question, and it's not a doctrinal question about salvation. It's not, you know, what must I do to be saved kind of question. You think it might be that, but the most common question that people ask me, I was asked this week, is about cremation. People legitimately want to know, what does the Bible say anything about cremation? And I always tell them this, that the Bible is silent about it. The Bible doesn't prohibit it. The Bible doesn't forbid it or ban it. The biblical precedent is burial, but there's nothing that can happen to your physical body that will inhibit resurrection. And I tell people, there's no book, chapter, and verse that thou shalt not cremate or whatever, because I think it's becoming more and more common. So that's why everywhere I've been, whether it's Columbus, Texas, Atlanta, and then here, that's what I get asked more often, and I find that intriguing. Second most common question is more spiritual. Not that the first one isn't, but it's more spiritual. What happens when we die? I don't speculate my own opinion. I just share scripture from 2 Corinthians 5 that says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So what does that mean? Death isn't cessation. Death is transition. You take your last breath, and you're present with the Lord. There's an immediate transition to be with the Lord. Can I explain that? No. Do I understand it? No. But I believe it, that death is transition into the presence of the Lord. The third most common question that I'm asked by people is, what do you think about reincarnation? Now, having studied Hinduism a little, having been in India twice in the last 5 years, I know that reincarnation is big in Hinduism, along with the word karma, and those, Ravi Zacharias says those are two foundational beliefs of Hinduism, reincarnation and karma. And I was asked in Santiago, Chile, years ago, when I spoke there, a lady raised her hand and said, Randy, do you believe in reincarnation? And I must confess to you that I was flippant in my answer, and I apologized to the woman later because I just was being a smart aleck, and she said, do you believe in reincarnation? And I said, no, I don't, but I used to in a former life. Be that as it may, I do not believe in reincarnation. And I'll tell you why. Because of what the passage of Scripture says today that we're reading from the book of Hebrews, where it speaks emphatically that it's destined for you and me to die once, one time, and after that, the judgment. We're going to talk about four certainties as we talk about Jesus is certain. Everything about Jesus is certain. Remember that. Everything about Jesus Christ is certain, meaning what? You can count on it. You stake your life and your death on it. We're in Hebrews 9, beginning at verse 24, preaching through this book for about 3 or 4 months. For Christ did not enter a man-made sanctuary that was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself, now to appear for us in God's presence. Nor did he enter heaven to offer himself again and again, the way the high priest enters the most holy place every year, with blood that is not his own. Then Christ would have had to suffer many times since the creation of the world. But now he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself. Just as man is destined to die once and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.